This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Ah, kia ora, nau mai hara mai, nau mai hoki mai ki roto e tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau, I'm Tom, I'm the Youth Development Worker here, but also hosting you today on today's session of Out West Radio. If you're an OG, welcome back. If you're new to the space, welcome. We are just here to give you the inside scoop of what's happening out west. We're based at 46 Hyde Ave at the Western Community Centre in Norton. So let's just jump into it. We've got a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. We've got a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities, and we've got values that we hold dear to us: strength-based, respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationships, professionalism and te tiriti o waitangi, honouring the bicultural journey of te tiriti. So we just generally, we're an information hub. We have over 95 unique support services, activities, events, programs that are held each year and available to the public from our community-owned facilities at Hyde Ave, straight to you guys in our community. So we'll go through a list of stuff that we have done here. But before we do, again, it's just worth noting what we have, these simple things that we have done here that we have to offer. We've got free computer usage. Feel free. We've got four computers in our foyer. If you want to come and use them, there's internet connected to it. There is also, we've got free phone usage. What's good about it is there's no number to dial up. You can just go and ask reception and they'll point you in the right direction where the phone is. If you want to just come down and hang out, all good. We've got a smoker room, staff room that everyone comes and uses. They come and make coffees, teas, whatever hot drinks, or just come in and get a cold drink of water, or just come down to have a banter with some of the staff and our volunteers. But we've also got couches in our foyer if you want to come and hang out. Now the centre is pretty big, the community centre is pretty big, and you can get lost if you don't know your way. If you're at the front, it does look kind of small, but if you're new to this area, you know, you might see that it looks small outside, but when you come in and you start walking around, it's actually quite big. And if you've been around here for a while, you know how big the centre can be. We've got fruit and veggie packs that we need to talk about as well. You can go onto our Facebook page as well and check it out. There's heaps of events that are on there. Also, other stuff that we get up to down here at the community centre. But I'm just going to share with you what we have for our children, our younger generation. So we do have Plunkett clinics down here, but they're only on Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays. Now, they are a book-in appointment type of thing, all right? So just make sure that you don't just turn up and expect Plunkett to be there and be ready for you, because some of them might be booked in and at that time that you pull up. So please contact the Plunkett office at 839-3982. That's the Plunkett office. Again, 839-3982. And just book you an appointment and come on down, especially if you're local to this area. That's always good, because there's, sometimes going to the other side of town or going a little bit north or going central can be a little bit hard at times. But please, book in and get down to the community centre. For everyone in Norton, it's probably just a little bit of a walk away, so that's all good. We have WCC After School Care Program, providing fun and stimulating activities, as well as an afternoon tea for the children. Afternoon tea for the children is always great. We always have to tell them, though, please just remember that it's not like dinner, so we want you guys to just have an afternoon snack and still go home and eat your dinner. Otherwise, with Momo Kai, we're sending you home to waste your kai, because you're already full from our holiday program. Anyway, so after school cares, there is activities, and there's also afternoon tea that's provided here. Children are collected and brought to the centre from Norton Primary School and Rotokauri, but the Rotokauri has extra like additional transport costs. Enrolments can be made on the website, so if you want to go and check that out as well, please get onto it straight away. There are some Oscar Wynne subsidies that are available for our after-school care program and holiday programs, but you just need to find your eligibility through work and income. We've got Kia Ora Kiwis also that's been happening on Saturdays. That's a free children's jiu-jitsu class that takes place on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Children just need to bring their drink bottles and wear shoes. Make sure at 9 o'clock in the morning they're on the mat and ready to go. So doors open at 8:30. For more info or if you have any other questions, please message Kia Ora Kiwis Inc. Otherwise, you can try and find them on our Facebook page as well, because they will be there. They are on that list, and you, I don't know, you might find some more information around what they get up to as well, the stuff when they travel away. They do a little bit of that, take some young people up to go and see like some big jiu-jitsu fights up in Auckland. They do that every now and then. And that brings me back to our veggie packs that we have done here every week. But this week, if you were lucky to get in there, a $15 bag of fruit and veggies, you would have got kumara, sweet corn, broccoli, onions, apples, peaches, and bananas. That's a whole lot of fruit and veggies for $15. Once again, guys, every week we tell you it's equivalent of spending $30 at a supermarket. Just come down here and get your $15 bag. If you want to buy two, all good, all good. It's coming by too. If you're buying extra for family, please just come in and just let us know. And we can, sort that out for you. And you can just buy however many you need for your whānau. So if you missed that, you got kumara, sweet corn, broccoli, onions, apples, peaches, and bananas in this week's fruit and veggie pack. There's also some cherries that are here too that we're selling. Those are $6 each for a punnet. Normal size punnet that you would see at a supermarket, but we're selling them for $6. So no need to place an order here, guys. Just turn up before 5:30 every afternoon and then get it. So we have we do take cash. We've got FPOS. We also do PayWave. Whatever option you need, just come and see us and we'll suss that out for you. All good. What else do we have? We've got our Western Community Centre. We have the Next Woman Street Smart Self Defence Workshop is placed on the 28th of February. And the 1st of March. Now these start at 10 a.m. and finish at 4:30 p.m. and they're hosted by Mindset, Self Defence, and Close Quarters Combat. So please make sure that you're booking in and you're there on time, because these people do set aside all the time to get things ready and make sure people are turning up. And I don't know if there's a quota of how many people need to be there, but please just get in there. And it's almost like, could be like first in, first serve. And if you are a wahine and you want to learn close quarter self-defense, that's for you. Go on and check it out. So it does cost, it's just $20. It's a two-day workshop. For more information, when you register or go to register, please check out the dates throughout the year. It'll just have all that stuff on there that you could visit anyway. Here at the Western Community Centre, we have a whole heap of stuff that's going on. Like we've already talked about after school care, we've got whānau support worker here, we've got youth work, we've got our normal admin staff, we've got Kaivolution, we've got the fruit and veggie packs that are happening, and the building's just always got foot traffic all the way through it. Our school kids are coming through here in the morning and in the afternoon. Our kids are still here even this afternoon. They'll be here yesterday or last night. They were here till we closed, and we closed at 5:30. But it's an honor to have everyone here in our building, and just watching them, I don't know, the things that they get up to, watching them develop, especially our young people, watching them develop and become part of a citizenship of the community centre. Where do they sit? How do they belong? But also, how are they giving back? And they're doing a really good job of checking in on us and making sure if we've got any jobs and how can these young people help. And they're asking us if they can help, which is nice. I'm just going to jump into what we've got to offer here at the Western Community Centre. So, again, we have over 95 unique support services, activities, events, and programs that are held each year and available to the public. Yeah, and from us to you guys, straight to the community, we need you to know that we are like a community information hub. Sorry, we are an information hub. So if there is any info that you need, come down and ask, because we've got flyers on the wall. We're knowledgeable of what's happening around Hamilton. If our receptionist doesn't know, can ask someone to come out and help, or can help you with Uncle Google and try and figure out some a new way around it. We've also got computers if you wanted to come and check it out as well. If you wanted to come and do your own research, that's all good. The phone is free, no number to dial it. Once again, if you need to do some research using the phone, then go ahead. But we also have Just a Little Peace on Tuesdays, and then 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We've got Citizens Advice Clinics. They're on Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We've got Family Court Navigator. That's fortnightly. We've got Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager. That's fortnightly. We've got a whānau support worker. That's family support. Her name is Aroha. Busy as. People come in for her all the time. She's always out there in the community making sure that she's making a difference. We do call them our clients, but, you know, they're like best friends. And she does that much of an amazing job that she's like, she's got some of the, she's got all our values connected into one when she goes in to be with the people in our community. Like, she's creating opportunities to provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of them, of the people that she's working with, of the whānau she's working with, and then she's got the thriving, vibrant, healthy, and self-reliant communities on locked, and she's also holding her values on lock as well, where she's being strength-based, respecting them, integrity, quality services. She's busy all the time making sure she's looking after them. She could be driving all the way on the other side of town for them. She could be driving around close, but she's doing stuff for them 100% all the time. The other thing is meaningful relationships. The professionalism is always there, and how she honours the bicultural journey of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So that's our whānau support worker. We also have Hamilton Budgeting. My English is not Englishing today. Not today either. Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust Financial Mentoring. They're on Tuesdays and Fridays, all right? So Tuesdays and Fridays, not Tuesday to Friday. It's Tuesday and Friday. So that's Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust Financial Mentoring. All right, and then we got Community Connection Services. We got Legal Advice from Nearman Pebbles and Holt. They're on Tuesdays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. That's a must booking as well. We've got Acupuncture. Acupuncture is always good to go and do as well. I have the story of, I remember when I was playing under-20s and under-21s, and I went to my physio, and she also does acupuncture. She put a needle in my knee, and she taped it. She bent it and taped it, and I got to play. Like, I felt a little, like, tingling sensation when she pressed the needle in, and then I played a whole game with that needle in my leg. And obviously, it done wonders, because my knee was pretty bad that day, and she helped it tremendously. And I probably wouldn't have been able to play that day if it wasn't for her. So I would say, yeah, if you need some acupuncture, get on down and check it out, or get on down and be a part of it. It is free, but it is a must book in. So it's on Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So if it's in between that time frame. If you're a little bit later, then unlucky, guys. You might have to come back the next Tuesday. We also have our Plunkett Outreach, which I just spoke about. We've got our Fruit and Veggies Co-op. That's what we just spoke about as well. We've got the Western Community Centre newspaper, and bi-monthly delivered over to 19,000 homes. We've got exercise classes done here. We've got a Powerball check, where you bring your own Powerball in and make sure you're not paying more than what you need to. All right, because we know some people are out there paying a heck of a lot of money for a Powerball. We've got Toi Māori Art. That's hosted over at 108 on Grandview. What, Western Wills Learner License Program, once again, run by Regan. Regan's away today, but she'll be back next week, and I'll be away next week. So you guys are going to be having fun with Regan, and probably Regan and Kate might have someone else with her on the radio. So that's, she looks after learner license. We've got Out West Radio, which you're tuned in Fridays at 11 a.m. Free FM 89.0. Please go and check out the digital platforms as well. If you want to, if you missed last week's session, it's on Spotify. You can check it out. And if you missed, if you've missed today, go check out Spotify for a copy of it. We've got photocopying and printing done here, and the cheapest in the motu. I can share a little bit about that after. We've got table and chair hire, got free fruit exchange, and fruit are still coming in, veggies are still coming in from people in the community, and we're just divvying it up and giving it out to the community, to the rest of the people that don't have it. There's a fair share market second Saturday of every month. The first hour, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. is the crop swap. After that, the next hour is craft swap, and then the final hour between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. is a repair co-op. So get on down and check that out as well. There's regular 111 care, Meditrain, first aid courses, first aid courses that are held here all the time as well. So if you want to be a part of that, please just book in. That's a must book in as well. What else do we have? We've got Kyvolution Free Store. No longer Monday, but they're on Thursday and Friday, and opens at 1 p.m. Please, 1 p.m. Try not to be too late, because you end up being right at the back of the line, and there's like a small chance that there'll be a pack left by the time you get to the front. So yeah, it's just about making sure that you're there early, making sure that you're on time. Community development projects. We've got venue hire. We hire a venue out. There's been like 2,364 bookings that are made each year. And then we have over 171 community groups, organizations, faith-based communities, and education providers and clubs that use our venue. On a high note, I love what they've been doing right outside on the park here. They've been building the footpaths, and the one that sits at the back by the gym container is open now, and kids are skating across it. We've got kids in after-school care that are walking across it. The only thing that's the problem is when it's that concrete and it's really bright when it's finished, and in the sun, it just reflects light, and you kind of get a little bit blinded. But I shouldn't be complaining about it, because it's amazing, because we've been wanting a footpath there for a long time. It would be nice to have lights right there as well, so if people are trekking across in the middle of the night, there's lights on them and people can see what's happening. People can make sure that everyone else is safe, or you can make sure that you're safe when you're walking across that footpath. But the footpath is amazing. And there's another one that's going south, that's going from part of the field, heading south all the way up to the alleyway at the other end. But yeah, it looks good. We've got other footpaths that have been done around Norton as well. The Crawshaw's got one. Dominion Road's got one. And it is looking nice. It is looking pretty good. And I'm enjoying seeing the amount of people that are using the footpath. We've got skateboarders using the back footpath. Our young ones to get to Kura. And then after Kura, they're scootering home or back to the park after Kura as well. So it has made a big difference. It hasn't rained yet, but I bet when it's raining, it's going to make a whole heap of a difference for our kids and their shoes, so they're not running across the field and getting wet shoes and sending them home with stink wet socks, because we know that that's not a good time either. Here at the community centre, if you've been checking us out on Facebook, keep checking us out on Facebook, because we put a lot of information up there. And if you need to ask any questions, go to the messenger and then maybe contact us through that, because a lot of people are asking questions through messenger. We're answering it as fast as possible, or reception is, and so is Neil. So Saf is doing reception, is answering pretty quickly to all the questions that are out there and giving you swift answers, which is mean. I'm a part of that chat. I can't really answer it, but it's nice to see that the number of people asking questions and a number of people that are receiving answers within the hour of it being sent. Now, you need to know that you're not the only one that's messaging. There's heaps of people messaging in one day. The other thing I want to bring up is sports. How fast this year has kicked off, and sports has already kicked into gear. Wednesday night was my son's first basketball training, and then last night was his first game for Noida, for Norton. But what a heck of a turnaround for sports. It's his first team that he's going to be a part of, and I'm excited. He's excited. The whole family's excited. But also his friends are excited as well. They look amazing playing out there, playing the sport. But it's nice to have sports kicked off again, from Super Rugby to local touch comps to basketball comps. Cricket is still going. We've got people outside that are doing all sorts of fitness stuff, which is mean. And it is worth being a part of. Like, I want to play rugby again. I want to go down and maybe just play some development rugby, play for the Bees, for Te Rapa, and just have a muck around. I want to have fun while I'm playing footy. I've tried all my years just to play a little bit physical, but I just want to go and have fun now. And I feel like at my age, that's what people want to be doing now, is just having fun. I may as well go play for the Prezies, because they have heaps of fun as well. But they're a little bit tough. They're mind tough, physically tough, verbally tough. But if you're looking for some sports to play, and you're an oldie like me, feel free. Yeah, go check out some rugby clubs. Go check out basketball clubs as well. Those are back up. So peak, at the peak, some basketball teams are looking for players. But then also schools have also started their sports teams up as well. So glad that my son's out there. I picked the sport and then he's just going with it. And then last night he done a really good job. But anyway, so sports have started back off. You might see a lot of sports out here in the park while they're making footpaths at the moment. But the weather has been crazy, right? And it's been really hot, then it's been really cold, and then it's been muggy. I think last week was it Monday? Whatever day it was just hectically muggy. Oh, it was a Friday. It was not nice to walk around outside. It wasn't nice at all. And it was worth just staying indoors and trying to find a fan, find some aircon, find a space that's cool. Because, I don't know, it wasn't a heat wave. It was just, I just couldn't explain what it felt like. It felt like you were inside a plastic bubble. And yeah, it was warm. Like there was no way of breathing cool air. You're just stuck in hot, muggy air. And that's what it was like that Friday. And then Wednesday, the sun was out. It was blazing. The concretes were hot. The white concrete was hot. That's how you know it was hot. The grass was hot. I feel like my feet were getting burnt because of the grass. So that just goes to show you how hot it was. And it did say it was meant to reach 28, but it reached a 30 here in Hamilton, a high of 30. And then, man, yesterday there was no sun out. It was cloudy. It was a nice breeze, but it was still like on and off. Actually, the sun was on and off a little bit, so it came out to play. I'm going and hiding away. But yeah, it was a little bit different yesterday. And then today, mate, we're supposed to be in for some poor weather this weekend, and I'm not looking forward to it because I'm trying to renovate my home, and I want to be making sure that it looks all right. We're trying to renovate to sell, kind of thing. But yeah, weekends are like our only good time to start working on the whare, and it's supposed to be raining this weekend. So it's all the internal work that I hope that we can get done. And just hoping that, yeah, there's not too much moisture in the air when we're doing stuff, because if you've renovated your house before, then you know all about moisture just being in the air and how it can just ruin your experience and ruin things that you're doing in your whare. And then sometimes you have to halfway stop because there's too much moisture. It's wet. You've got to let it dry up before you try and cover it up or do any other things. Like circuits, your circuit board, and doing any... sparky stuff, any electrical stuff, just be aware of that. I'm no sparky specialist. I've got friends that do it, but I can ask questions. But yeah, I've also started watching a few things that are on YouTube. My young people that I work with are looking at flipping things. And if you don't know what flipping is, it's they get these, they get some stuff and they do it up and then they sell it, or they get something for really cheap and then they do it up and then sell it, or they just get something that's normally expensive, they get it for cheap and they just sell it at an expensive price. Now somewhere someone is missing out on some cash, but let's just say, yeah, flipping sounds like the thing that young people want to be doing. And now my youth that I work with now have shown me some videos and stuff of people that are flipping things, and honestly, it looks so easy, but also I can see all the stuff that they're going through to get the product, to find all the vendors, to conversations with other people. And I wouldn't have time to do it, but I can see young people are fiending to do it, eh? So if you don't know what it is, go and check it out on your social media platforms. People are flipping things, and people are flipping houses, people are doing up houses and flipping them for more money and you get profit. People are flipping watches. Some people are buying shoes from the dump and flipping them because they're buying $5 Adidas shoes. They're taking them home, cleaning them up, prepping them for the next sale. And honestly, they're actually doing a really good job. And there's like all sorts of things at the dump that you could get, that you could flip. So I'm talking to my boys, you know, on and off about, you know, if you're going to flip stuff, let's just start at something really low. Let's go to the dump and find something and work our way around this thing of, you know, let's throw it up a little bit and then you can flip it and see what happens. Because in the long run, it'll just get easier and easier and easier and easier for us to just keep doing things and flipping them, finding better ways to flip things, is what they were talking about and how they want to do things. So I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good way of entrepreneurship. Them looking at taking control of their own life and doing things that way is all good. I'm just here to help drive it a little bit. They've tried to flip or do up a mountain bike and flip it. Kind of didn't work, but all good. They kind of get it. They get it. They get the grit that's meant to be put into it. They get all the what momentum they should put into things. So honestly, it is a great idea, and it's worth, if you don't know anything about it, go and research it, because I reckon it would be mean for everyone to start getting into those things and flipping them. But on a side note, here at the community centre, we've started off the school term. Our kids are 3 weeks into it. We've had a good holiday program to kick off the year. We've had a good hui with everyone in our community to start off the year with them. So we've started off the year with a good bang. We've started off well. Very soon we'll be in the middle of a school term, and then we're going to revisit where our young people are at. We're going to revisit how we do a good job when we get into finishing the term. Because at the moment, we're pretty excited. It's the year's kicked off and the term is already almost done. We're already in, or almost into the second part of the second month of the year, which means there's not that many months. There's almost only 10 months left. Crazy, right? But that's us for today. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Tom Hunt. I'm based at 46 Hyde Ave at the Western Community Centre. This is Outwest Radio, signing out. Peace.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.